It's time to bring in Pat Pagano, who is going to enter a stretch that will test his durability, his stamina, and his patience. Good morning, Pat.
It already has. You know, I am zapped. I am so exhausted already. And I guess it's because we've been having such an easy winter.
Yeah.
But yesterday, walked out of the weather center, I guess it was around 6:30 in the evening. I just flopped on the couch. I just couldn't even keep my eyes open. And just very, very tired, because this is a very stressful kind of, weather pattern. We have to try to get the details out. I will preface the whole thing by telling people that all unnecessary travel on Sunday is not recommended.
You know, and I think that's the whole thing to put. No matter what happens, it's going to be a horrible day on Sunday. And really, I think that this storm is one of those nowcast kind of storms where people just have to be aware that it's going to be bad no matter what happens.
And you're right. And you have to just update hour by hour come Sunday, because that's how weather will be changing. But in the meantime, we have a pesty low coming across the Ohio Valley. Sun followed by clouds, 30 today. Some snow showers late tonight, 15 to 20. Cloudy with periods of snow for at least the first half of Friday. During the afternoon, even a little sun. I don't think 2 to 4 inches is going to verify for tomorrow. I'm thinking more 1 to 2. And temperatures around 40. So really minimal snow out of this system. Then we cloud up on Saturday, 25 to 30. The snow comes in Saturday night. The National Weather Service has already issued a winter storm watch for Saturday night into Sunday night. And it's very rare that they do that so far in advance. We are expecting snow to become a wintry mix on Sunday, going over back to snow as it gets sharply colder and windy. We'll fall into the teens during Sunday. And at this point right now, we are expecting 1 foot or more.
And that's 1 foot of combined stuff.
Right. Of snow and ice.
And
that is correct.
And that's why following it hour by hour on Sunday, you'll know whether or not it's going to be more or less, because it's a real-time thing. But it's 1 foot or more of whatever falls.
That is correct.
And it's going to be, with ice and stuff, oh my gosh, it's going to be, you better keep shoveling, because if you let a foot of this stuff sit, it's going to weigh 10 tons to move.
And remember, too, that by Monday morning, Martin Luther King Day, it'll be down to zero. And the temperatures on Monday will fail, really, really, be hard-pressed to get above 10 on Monday. So, bitter and icy winds. Had a friend of the family call yesterday, and I post this stuff on Facebook, folks. So I do the weather. I put it on my Facebook.
And Twitter. Page. He puts it on Twitter, too. I see him on Twitter.
Yep, I'm on Twitter, yep. And said, my parents are going to the Catskills Saturday night, and they're coming back Sunday.
No, they're not.
I said, no, they're not.
You're going to never see them again.
What do you mean? I said, they are not coming back Sunday. I said, so tell them if they'd like to go to the Catskills Saturday night, they're staying there at least until Monday at the earliest. You're kidding. Why would I kid you? Why are you even calling me and asking me? You know, I mean, people are just ridiculous.
Do they live there in a vacuum?
Yeah, really. Really. And you know, when I'm on conference calls, in the early afternoon with California because of the TV shows in the and the movies out there, and they're getting affected by the storm that we will get belted with Saturday night and Sunday. And for instance, like with Grey's Anatomy, they very rarely go outside to shoot, and they got to get this done. And she says to me, this was yesterday, she said, I need to do this Thursday evening. And I said, yes. She said, we need to set up the stage and the set by 4 or 5 o'clock. I said, what time are you shooting? She said, by 9 p.m. I said, okay. I said, I think most of the rain will be gone by 4 p.m. And then she goes, okay, what about the temperatures? I said, in the mid-50s. She goes, well, that may be good for New York, but it's not great for California. I wanted to say, okay, you know what? You're trying my patience. And then she said, wind? I said, southeast going to west. Oh, well, that's good. It'll be offshore. I said, no, wind's a name from the direction they're coming from. west. They're coming in off the Pacific. Oh, are they going to be bad? Do you have strong winds? I said, no. Okay, could we have another conference call tomorrow? Yeah, why not? Everybody else is calling me, so you might as well.
Oh, gosh.
So funny. I'm tracking this storm from its inception and its birthplace in California all the way across to our region.
And after this weekend, you're still going to have a...
Don't even ask. That's just a barrage. I mean, there's going to be one low after another, and one surge of cold air after another. It's, as I told you, I don't think it's going to be, it's just going to be never ending. It's as simple as that.
Now, do you remember the good old days? We have a phone system here, okay? It's an Avaya Partner Plus system. Okay. And by the way, Avaya went belly up bankrupt. So we
had. But I didn't listen to you when you told me to get that.
So we got a contract with an independent guy who's not that bad. So we wanted to change our voicemail outgoing greeting, right? Yeah. Now in the old days, all you did was pick up your phone, hit a button or two,
and change it.
Not with these new IP phones.
You got to go to the computer.
Oh, you go to the computer, then you got to set it up, then you got to open it up, then once you open it up, you got to record, and you got to do. But you've got to. It was such a traumatic experience yesterday. We finally got it recorded. We listened to it, and then later on that night, it changed back to the other recording.
Oh, no.
It changed back to the other recording.
Why?
I don't know, Pat. I have no idea. So, again, this morning I'm going to try to change it and see if it stays.
We have here, the phone system here is called Yealink, Yealink by Verizon. Yeah. And to change your greeting, you do it right on the phone.
Well, you do it right on the phone here, but you got to go through all the other steps. Beforehand here, it's just
I don't have to go on the computer. I can do it right from the phone, no problem.
Well, la-di-da-da.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just want you to know that.
Yeah, well, yeah. So anyway, so your weekend guys, they're gonna need help this weekend.
Anthony Martella is on Sunday, and he said to me, "I guess I'm gonna have my hands full." I said, you're going to have your hands and your feet full. But I told them, I said, I'll be standing by. So if you need help, just let me know.
So to sum it all up, the forecast, basically, we have a little nuisance snow coming later tonight and Friday morning.
That's a scout, right? I called them on Monday, the scout.
But then Saturday, what time Saturday, you think?
I don't think it'll begin until like near midnight.
Okay, so late Saturday, okay.
Right.
So beginning Saturday night and all day Sunday, probably into early Monday morning, right?
The wee hours of Monday morning.
Yeah. We can expect basically a foot of sleet and snow.
A foot or more.
Or more.
And I hope that it clears out quicker because we do have a full lunar eclipse with the blood moon Sunday night. Starts, I guess like around 10:30, around there. And it should be spectacular, but I don't know who's going to go outside in this freezing cold Sunday night to see it. And if you have an opportunity to watch it from your window, by all means, do that.
Okay, so a foot of more of mixed precipitation, folks. Mark it down from Saturday night through Sunday. I tell you, that's pretty amazing, Pat.
Yeah, it is. Have you seen anybody else there? Local TV guys are committing yet or not?
Here's the problem. The guys who retired all have their own blogs, and they're basically saying what you're saying, okay? But the TV guys, I'm sorry, that are still on TV, they're just blowing this thing up, and they throw all the models up there because they got the pretty colors and all these.
Right.
And you know, some of these models are calling up to 24, 30 inches. Others are calling for 6 to 10 inches. So they're throwing all this stuff up. And they're doing it for excitement. That's all.
Yeah, and the average viewer is scratching their head saying, okay, so now what should I expect?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, basically expect Sunday is going to be a horrible day, and Saturday night it's going to start, and Monday is going to be a horrible day because it's just going to be so damn cold and windy.
Right, and we're not used to it.
And we're and we got to and you got to clear up the foot or more of snow and sleet and ice. There. That's a pretty depressing scenario.
It sure is. Sure is. I'm glad I have no plans for the weekend. None.
I have plans to sit in my house,
right,
and then get into work on Sunday and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm working Monday. I don't know why, but I am.
Because you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
I mean, you know, the storm is going to be over, but, you know, it should be an easy day.
You can talk about the next storm that's coming.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going there.
Hey, have a good day. I'll speak to you tomorrow. We still have,
all right.
We have one good day.
Summarize everything.
All right. Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the forecast. So you hear it. Just basically look at this. There's nuisance snow tomorrow. An inch to two, maybe 3 inches of snow off and on. Late tonight into tomorrow morning. But then the big event comes Saturday evening, all through Sunday into Sunday evening, where we're going to get a foot or more of snow, sleet, and ice. A foot or more. So, all right? That's the way it breaks down.